Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He's earning the right to be on the field as much as we can get him on the field. And so, as we get going in the season, long season, he's going to play a lot of snaps for us and play a lot of football. And it's my job to find ways to get him on there, to keep him on the field with what he's done. Because he does. He's a splash player. He's always around the ball. He makes it miserable for offensive tackles. He's playing well. And so guys that play well get rewarded by playing more.
That was Terrell Austin before the Bengals game talking about Nick Herbig. He's always around the ball. He makes splash plays. Guys like that are going to find their way onto the football field. Well, then what the hell happened on Thursday night? Because he played 29 snaps and Alex Highsmith played 53. That's a statistic that we brought up with Caboli. We talked about it on Friday. But Alex Kozora, who does a really good job of all these number things for SteelersDepot.com, he broke it down even further, and this is just jaw-dropping. It so defies logic, it makes me want to slam my head into this computer. Herbig rushed the passer just 19 times on Flacco's 49 dropbacks. He played just 6 snaps in the fourth quarter. He didn't play a single snap on the Bengals' final drive. What did we think the Bengals were going to do?
Throw the ball.
Why the hell would he not be out there? It defies logic. This after watching the Steelers, I think, do a tremendous job rotating players against the Cleveland Browns. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Nick Herbig all played pretty much the exact same number of snaps against the Browns. And for whatever reason, they thought that the Bengals game was going to be a Highsmith game. When the Bengals had only rushed for 57 yards coming in, and Highsmith is supposed to be, allegedly, purportedly, the better run defender, we knew they were going to throw the football. They got Jamar Chase. They got T. Higgins. They throw the ball more than Mike Leach offenses back in the day at Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You would figure, logic indicates, they were going to do it again. They did, and Herbig played about half the snaps of Alex Highsmith. So, that's my bitch sesh. Here's my solution. Play that guy more. You called for it before the Vikings game. You called for it before the New England Patriots game. Guess what he did? He had a strip sack of Drake May in the Patriots game. A big reason why they won the game. He was all over the field against the Vikings. He played well against the Browns. And then, it's not that you benched him, but you made him a role player against the Bengals. That needs to change moving forward. He needs to play more than Alex Highsmith. Enough with this nonsense, Dickerson.
Do you think it's because that they trust Alex Highsmith more? Do you think it's because that they can't justify not putting Alex Highsmith on the field because they're paying him a lot more money? Because I know the Steelers operate that way. They operate that way with the coaching staff, with players, with everything. It's like, we're paying you, so you're going to work.
Be careful. Be careful criticizing them for money-related things. They might not let us be on the Amazon broadcast.
Well, they already don't let us be on, so we might as well just go full bore.
They might ban Pony and Mueller from Fox or kick Pony out of the press box. which I didn't know that they had done that.
That's wild.
That is insane to me. Because Pony has opinions, that is baby doo-doo soft. Anyhow, I digress. Wanted to get that off my chest, apparently. Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think they paid Highsmith because they believe he's a really good football player, and he is a good football player. I think they believe him to be the more well-rounded football player, and for those reasons, they played him more. On a Thursday, maybe when you're worried about communication things, I don't know. Herbig's the better, more impactful football player. And I think the Steelers have forged an identity on offense. This is something they haven't had, really, the last half decade. They have not had an identity on offense. They wanted to be a running team and defense team, but they haven't run it well enough. They've run it a lot, but last year they didn't run it for significant yards per pop or anything like that. Now they have an identity on offense. They are funky to play against. Mm-hmm. They play their tight ends more than any team in football. I like that the Steelers are unique. They're going to run Spencer Anderson out there. They're going to run the ball. Defensively, they need an identity. And I thought for three games they had forged that identity. They had 17 sacks in a three-game span. They were sending six-man pressures more than any team in football. They were blitzing more than any team in football. They had become the Blitzburg Steelers again. And because they think Joe Flacco is Joe Montana mixed with John Elway, they were more passive in that game. I don't want to see that. You're giving up yards. You're bleeding yards. You're giving up points. You are almost dead last in the NFL in pass defense. You're 31st. You are one of the worst yardage allowed teams in the entirety of the NFL. So if you're giving up yards, points, and big plays anyhow, create chaos and havoc.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I'm playing Nick Herbig more. I'm blitzing the way that I did in the prior three games, almost every game moving forward. I just am. I'm going to live by the sword and die by the sword. I think what the Steelers wanted to do was go death by a thousand cuts. You brought this up yesterday. Yeah. Don't give up the big play over the top. You figure that might be the only way Cincinnati can beat you because they're not going to sustain long drives because you believe in your four-man pass rush and you believe in your secondary guys being able to affect the game, or maybe Cam Hayward gets his paws up and you get an interception, or maybe Cincinnati's porous offensive line is going to get a holding penalty and they're not going to be able to matriculate the ball down the field. I think that's what they were thinking going in. But then Cincinnati carved you up. Bring the heat, man.
I think maybe that they thought that with Joe Flacco and how fast he's going to get the ball out, Nick Herbig won't be effective if he gets more reps and snaps at the rush position, in that if Highsmith is in there and they want to run the football, we have a better chance with Highsmith stopping the run, which was obviously opposite.
Isn't that the thing, too?
I just can't figure it out. I don't understand like how somebody can be that effective and then the rep count just go down like that.
Don't you have a body of work now from Alex Highsmith this year that tells you that they're running at that guy? It's not all his fault, fair enough, but when he's out there, they're not stopping the run. They didn't the first, three games of the season. He played the majority of the snaps those first three games of the season. Herbig went in. And they actually did stop the run because it coincided with when Derek Harmon got into the lineup, which was a big deal. And then he created all kinds of havoc. I just think you need to play your best football players. And I think he's clearly a more impactful player than Alex Highsmith. And it drives me up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves in sports, is when you've got impactful players and they don't play enough.
Yep.
And everyone can see it. Like, this guy would be a double-digit sack guy if he was your starter.
Mm-hmm.
He might get there being a 50-50 guy. He might get there being a role player. He's that good. He is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And some of that has to do with TJ Watt getting the majority of the attention on the other side. Okay, I don't think that's going to change. And if they decide, the opposition being the they here, if they decide we're going to actually game plan more around Herbig, then guess what's going to happen with TJ Watt? Yep. He's going to eat. I don't think that offensive coordinators stay up at night worrying about how you slow down Alex Highsmith.
No.
I think offensive coordinators, when they know Nick Herbig's out there, you got to be concerned with that guy because he's a game wrecker and he's a different kind of matchup problem than Highsmith and TJ Watt because he's a little water bug out there, comparatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I just think offensively you've got this identity. We're going to get big. We're going to be physical. And really, since the Patriots game, since the Vikings game, they've done that well. They put up points and yards and ran the ball well against a Cleveland Browns defense that was the best at stopping the run coming in. They ran the ball a ton on Cincinnati, and they ran the ball well against the Vikings. Keep doing that, but defensively, the other thing that had been working, you just got away from against Joe Flacco. It drives me nuts. And you've got these corners that you think you can trust in man coverage, and they did play a lot of man. They didn't play a lot of press.
Right.
And you don't have to cover. I just think jam them off the line, and if they get you, they get you. But make Joe Flacco hold the ball for
just a tick longer.
And now we got Herbig coming off the edge. Maybe you bring a blitz up the middle. You're making this bad offensive line of Cincinnati have to contend with that. And by the time Flacco's ready to get the ball out, you got guys in his face. And he's not going to be able to pick you apart coming down the field because it's not going to be rhythm-based passing. So I said we'd bitch, but we'd also be solution-oriented. There's a solution. Play more Nick Herbig. Don't tell me you're going to play him and then not play him. I got another solution.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
I'll run it by you, the football man, when we come back. We'd love to hear from you. What are some solutions that you would like to throw out there that could help this Steelers suddenly porous defense? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. If you got anything you'd like to see on offense, we'll take those calls too. Again, at 412-928-9370.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm devastated. Just got a text from a friend during the break that saw Michael Keaton at a fine dining establishment last night.
Oh, nice.
That I have frequented.
Nice. Great. All I want to do is meet the man.
If Michael Keaton was out eating breakfast somewhere after the show, and he was chatting with a loved one, would you go over and say, "Hi, Mr. Keaton"?
I would wait the perfect timing to do it. I wouldn't interrupt him. I would not interrupt him. But if he got up to, like,
take a leak?
Yeah, or to go pay his bill, or if he was leaving, I'd be like, hey, Mr. Keaton. I've always wanted to meet you. Yes.
I bet you he's listening. Or he's going to be at some point this morning. And Michael Keaton, please, just give us a ring at 412-928-9370.
It'd make everything.
Mr. Keaton, please. We don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. No. Doran's going to have a baby this week.
Right.
He said he would name the baby Michael.
Keaton.
I
named baby Keaton.
Oh, Keaton's a great name for a boy. Doesn't fit your J theme, though.
It doesn't.
You're going Jadam.
Jadam, yes.
So, Michael Keaton, I mean, if you're out there listening right now, big guy, just give us a ring, 412-928-9370. Put the bat signal up. In fact, every segment from now until the end of the show,
yes,
I'm just going to unabashedly ask for Michael Keaton to call in.
Please do.
Please. Please, Michael. 412-928-9370 would be that number on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Never has such a special man graced the fan hotline.
No.
I'm also irritated during the break because got this text, and this isn't what we're talking about, and it's going to detract from what I wanted to get into, but I can't believe this. Texter writes in, if Rodgers doesn't turn it over, we win.
No, come on.
Rodgers and Tomlin both know it. My response was, get out of here. And this human replies, oh, I'm sorry. The highest paid coach and Super Bowl winning quarterback both said it themselves. You're just not hearing the pros. We've talked about this since the end of the game. Mike Tomlin's assessment didn't do it for me. Oh, we didn't stop the run and we turned the ball over. You scored 31 points. Your $165 million defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. You couldn't take away Chase Brown. You couldn't take away Jamar Chase. You couldn't take away T. Higgins. You didn't take a single thing away.
How do you not
take one thing away?
Not one.
And I'm supposed to blame the quarterback that led what could have been a game-winning touchdown drive? Your defense was allowed to get off the field at the end of the game. Didn't. I'm supposed to blame the guy who put up 31 points and threw four touchdown passes?
You wouldn't even be in the football game. It would have been a blowout if you didn't have Aaron Rodgers.
Any of the last 5 years, the Steelers lose this game 33-14 or something like that. We're going to blame Aaron Rodgers? Get the hell out of here. I do respect your opinion, however, Texter, and thank you for listening to the show. 412-928-9370. We said we would like to see more Nick Herbig moving forward. Alex Highsmith played 53 snaps. Herbig only played 29, including zero on the final drive when you knew the Bengals would be throwing. So that's one solution. I got another one, but Ron in the car wants to chime in. Hi, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Early morning. Got a couple things for you. Number one, Herbig and Highsmith. You know, Highsmith's very serviceable. You know, for me, comparable to like a Clark Hagans type player, but Herbig's a playmaker. Changes the game. So I don't want us to make that same mistake we did with Vrabel years ago, letting him walk and go because we had depth there. And that looks like, you know, hopefully they do the right thing and keep Herbig. Number two, one thing this defense has looked since Pond took over as GM is they're always out of position. And I don't know if that's bringing new players in every year. They don't know the system. But that's gone on the last few years. Just they're always out of position.
That's not Con's fault. That's not Con's fault at all.
Nah.
Well, I'm just saying with the bringing the new players in, because historically, before he took over, you know, we would build from within.
You know what, though, Ron? Last year at the end of the season is when we saw the miscommunication problems. You had the full year, so I don't care who you bring in new guys. By the end of the season, and thank you for the call, you got to figure it out. And you're 4-2. This was the sixth game of the year. You've already had a bye week. And I realize it was a Thursday. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You played a sizable chunk of your year, and on the most important drive of that football game, you have a miscommunication, and the one guy that you need to cover, you don't cover. And we all got big TVs, and yet there was still no guy within the picture when Jamar Chase was running wide open and he had an 18-yard catch that pretty much put them in field goal range. Like, that can't happen.
No.
I don't care how many new guys you got. It's too deep into the season for that. It's October. That's September stuff. It's October. You can't do that anymore. And at the end of last season, it was unforgivable. You can't be doing that. Like, game one, there's can be miscommunications, like, especially when a lot of the guys didn't play. Like, there are some things I can live with. It's October.
Yeah, but how do you even miscommunicate whenever you have a guy that had 15 catches at the time? Like, you know
exactly.
That he's, like, your game plan is around that guy initially, and then whenever he starts popping off, your game plan is even more around that guy. You know where he's at.
If there's going to be one thing that you do, it's you cover that guy.
Yeah.
And if Yoshivas is wide open down the seam, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up giving up a huge play to T. Higgins. I don't love it, but so be it. You can't give up a 15-yard out with zero resistance and then an 18-yard shallow route where no one's in the picture to the guy who already had 14 catches
unbelievable
prior to the final drive. But you know what might have helped? Getting friggin' Nick Herbig out there to rush the passer. All right, here's another potential solution. I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater regarding Darius Slay, because I think he's had pretty good moments this year. And guess what? Ja'Marr Chase is going to make a lot of corners look slow. And T. Higgins is a very good football player. And he's going to muscle a lot of guys out there. But if there's another game like that from Darius Slay, I might play Echols more. I've been really impressed with Echols. I think he's a good player. And I'm not saying you totally bench Darius Slay, but if I'm running three corners out there, I might have Echols be one of the three corners.
Mm-hmm.
I think less might be more with Slay.
What about JPJ?
He stinks.
I mean, who's playing worse? Who played worse?
They played poorly differently, didn't they?
They played poorly differently, and I said this yesterday. They're not going to sit JPJ. He could have 50,000 penalties this year. They're not going to sit him down for an Echols, but like,
and part of that I get because he's part of your future, right. And you want to see him develop. But on the other hand, like, he hasn't grown at all. I say they played poorly differently because Darius Slay was having trouble tackling. He was had trouble keeping up in man coverage. And then Joey Porter Jr., he was right there in phase, but he was holding every damn play.
Exactly.
The real problem might be their corners aren't good. I think you're going to learn a lot from this Green Bay game. We'll get to that later on. 412-928-9370. What changes would you like to see the Steelers make defensively? We can complain, and we have, and you can complain, and you have, but now we need to take this anger, this vitriol, and be solution-oriented. You got any solutions for the Steelers defense? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that. Coming up next, jealousy is an ugly color on me. I'm going to be wearing it in spades when we come back. I'll tell you why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
George Springer hitting the go-ahead three-run homer. The Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners, and they're off to the World Series. Why do I sound like this? Because I hate seeing baseball fans happy. Because I haven't been happy since 2015. I guess I'll throw an asterisk in there. Anytime Paul Skeens takes the mound, I'm happy.
And
had it a little bit with Jared Jones, where you get those butterflies in your stomach. And
just a little bit.
They're one-offs, though. They're once every five games. The Blue Jays haven't gone to the World Series since 1993, and they about blew the top off that place in Toronto. They were going buck wild, and it hurts my soul. It does. I'm so jealous. A team that hadn't been there in a while is going there, and good for them, but there are zero analogies to be drawn between them and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And guess who they're playing? Oh, yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers. The damn Dodgers!
The Dodgers.
The damn Dodgers! Again, they're playing the Dodgers.
You want to hear something that'll make you feel better?
Maybe.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was claimed off waivers this summer and is on that Blue Jays team.
Yeah, he's played nine games for the Blue Jays en route to the World Series.
Want
to
hear something even more?
Oh, God.
Andrew Heaney is on the Dodgers.
Get the frig out of here. He was the piece to put them over the top, that Andrew Heaney.
Yep.
Would you have felt better if the Mariners made it? Because they haven't been to a World Series, I don't think, ever.
No. I would almost rather it be the Yankees and the Dodgers, because I don't want teams that haven't had success to experience success before I get to experience success. Like, I hated it whenever it was the Mets and the Cubs playing in the NLCS a few years back. Like, I hated when the Royals won. I hated that Cincinnati was good this year. I hate any time that Cleveland's good, because there are teams that are in small markets that find a way to get to where the Pirates haven't been since 2015. But here's the thing that crushes you. It doesn't matter. They all get there. That's fun. It's all fun and games. And then I go on SpotTrack to look up the payroll for the Dodgers. Their adjusted payroll. This, according to SpotTrack, $350 million. That's their adjusted payroll. Mm. And the Blue Jays' adjusted payroll is $250 million.
Yeah.
So here's a question at 412-928-9370. There is a potential looming lockout. Would you sacrifice a year of Paul Skeens for a salary cap and salary floor?
Yes.
I don't even think twice about it, man.
Not yes. Be more likely to be salary floor. But either or, yes, absolutely.
Paul Skeens is the one thing that has really brought us joy. He's going to win the Cy Young. The one thing that has really brought us joy in the last decade is baseball fans. And we would be willing to give up a year of that in order to maybe have more fruitful times in the future.
Exactly. Like, that's what it would come down to. It'd be like, okay, we gave up a year of Paul Skeens and he's brought us this much joy, but now we know moving forward that we're going to have a potential and a path to competitive baseball.
I turned the mic off, don't laugh.
A path to competitive baseball.
You know who would probably be interested in this conversation because he's a huge baseball fan? Michael Keaton.
Yes, he is a very big baseball fan.
And we know Michael Keaton's in town, so he's probably out there listening somewhere. Michael, we would love for you to call in at 412-928-9370. Should I call him Mr. Keaton?
Yes.
I'm going to call him Mr. Keaton. Mr. Keaton, Mr. if you're out
Mr.
there.
Mr. Douglas.
We would love to talk to you at 412-928-9370.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas, please give us a ring. Anytime the phone rings, we're getting excited. We're putting up the bat signal for Mr. Keaton. A Pittsburgh legend just got in the Pittsburgh, what do you call it, Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to talk to him about all his career achievements. So, Mr. Keaton, please. Or if you're Keaton's family and you're out there, tell him. We're trying to get him on, 412-928-9370. And faithful listeners of the Fan Morning Show, tweet at Michael Keaton on Twitter. At Michael Keaton. Just tweet him the phone number, 412-928-9370. Tell him Doran's a big fan. We'd love to have him on. 412-928-9370. Big C in Fort Myers, hello.
All right, gentlemen. Always a pleasure this morning to get to talk with you.
It sure is. I wish you were Michael Keaton, but you're a close second.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, just two quick points. The first one is regarding the defense. Why does Mike Tomlin and his staff have tunnel vision? They feel that because someone's a number one draft pick or they pay them, they have to play them, a la Najee Harris, when clearly Jaylen Warren was the better back. Highsmith, oh, we're paying you, we got to play you, when clearly Herbig is a more impactful player. That's a coaching thing. You can't tell me that when they're breaking down film, they're saying, you know what, we're paying this guy, we got to play him. But meanwhile, the other guy's producing, his productivity is through the roof.
Well, and that's why I say, Big C, like, I'd love to see more Brandon Echols out there, but they're paying Darius Slay 1 year, $10 million. So they're probably not going to make that change either. And I don't know that I pushed the panic button on it just yet, but if there's another subpar game from Slay, that's when I would probably turn to Echols. Let's go to Shawnee and Clarion. Hi, Shawnee.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We'd be better if Keaton gave us a call.
That's why I'm calling you. I just got off work, and I never listened to you guys, no offense, but my boyfriend always does, and he had the radio on. I heard you guys talking about Michael Keaton, so I was wanting to call and just wish you luck and hope he calls.
I mean, Keaton, if you're out there, you don't want to disappoint Shawnee,
right?
Yeah, Shawnee's a huge fan.
Yes.
What's your favorite Keaton flick?
I used to love Jack Frost. That one was big. That one made me cry.
Oh, are you kidding me, Shawnee? That's one of the all-time tear-jerkers.
Yeah, very sad.
Yes, I agree. And I loved him and the other guys. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, he's an amazing actor, and I just really hope that you guys get your call that you've been wanting, because I think that will... That would be amazing. That would be iconic, I think.
Thank you, Shawnee.
Yeah, thank you, Shawnee.
And listen, we are big among the women, okay? So keep listening.
All right. I'll do better.
Thank you, Shawnee. Nice lady, that Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
All she wants is to hear Michael Keaton on her new favorite radio show.
He's got to be up. Probably going to the hangar or the airport. Go back home, wherever he lives.
I'll tell you what. You ever seen Spotlight?
No.
You got to see it.
Michael Keaton in it?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. It's Keaton. It's Ruffalo, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, John Slattery.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big lineup.
Stanley Tucci.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great lineup.
What's it about?
It's about the Catholic Church in Boston. That's as far as I really want to go. And uncovering all the stuff that happened up there.
Oh, wait, yeah, I actually have seen that.
It's
yes.
a great yes. movie.
I have seen that, yes, right when it came out. That's right, what, about 8 years ago?
If you got it, yeah, you sick freak. You're a sick freak, you know, when every movie comes out. Mm-hmm. That's why Keaton's got a call.
Right.
Mr. Keaton. Mr. Douglas. 412-928-9370. Yeah, that's the closest thing to all the President's Men that we've ever had. Like, I loved all the President's Men as a guy who wanted to be a journalist growing up. What's happening?
It said Mike, and then it said Fort Wayne.
Oh!
I could just see Doran looking at the phone.
You saw Mike, and you're like, damn it! So a couple of questions. What would you do to fix the Steelers' defense? 412-928-9370. We're solution-oriented this morning. And would you give up a year of Paul Skeens for there to be a salary cap and salary floor? 412-928-9370. If you are Michael Keaton, you get to the front of the line. If we don't hear from Michael Keaton in the next segment, we'll talk, I guess, to Mike in Fort Wayne. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Still trying to get Michael Keaton on the line at 412-928-9370. He was inducted into the inaugural class of the Pittsburgh Walk of Fame, along with George Benson, Mr. Rogers, Andrew Carnegie, Rachel Carson, Roberto Clemente. Yeah, I don't think we're getting in.
No. Nope. No.
Legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that Pomp has Michael Keaton's number?
No, but I think he can get it better than anybody.
Harry, can you text Pomp?
I think Pomp will be in on the Walk of Fame.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Within the next, three years?
Yeah.
I don't want to condemn myself because I didn't do anything suspicious during golf season, but I might have a connection to Michael Keaton.
Well, let's go here, man.
No, you don't.
If you guys remember anything about my life from things I've talked about, there's somebody related to something related to Michael Keaton.
I don't need any details.
If you can guess the connection, I'll do it.
Your mom taught him at Montour.
No, he's older. He's like 75.
She's not a teacher. No.
Yeah, he went to Montour.
She was a school nurse at Montour.
She still is a school nurse at Montour.
Well, there you go.
Okay, I'll work some magic.
I don't need any details. I just need you to get it done.
I'm glad you remember that, though. That makes me feel better. I'll do everything I can to help.
Text her. Hey, guys, Michael Keaton here. Great show this morning. Get the hell out of here. Oh, let's go to Michael in Fort Wayne. Hello, Michael.
Hey, yeah, I'm not Batman. I'm sorry, man. Wrong Michael.
That's okay.
Hey, just as far as the solution with the Steelers go, I think it's a mindset issue here that we've all been watching for 10 years. Trey Essex put a tweet out a couple days ago that I think kind of really nailed it, where he said, the defensive line was playing very individualistic. And I think you could say that about the whole defense. I mean, we're so used to fundamental team defense under Coach LeBeau. But when you have a coach who gets up to the podium and says, we have a ball search culture, we have to create turnovers, we didn't win the game. He's putting so much pressure on these guys to create turnovers. That's a whole different approach to tackle a player is when you're swatting at a ball instead of wrapping them up, And did you guys catch that defensive statistics that they showed at the beginning of the Packers game for the Packers defense? Did you catch that?
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were ranked number one against the run yardage, yep. Number two in total yardage, and 31st in turnovers. To me, that's a team that is stopping the opponent.
I don't mind being turnover reliant. We got to run here, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. I don't mind that in 2025. And sometimes they come in bunches, and then sometimes you'll be in the desert. Like, they could have forced 5 turnovers against Cleveland and just weren't able to catch the football. Now, I don't think Flacco put the ball in harm's way
at all.
But they've been really good the last 5 years at turning the football over. I mean, consistently one of the best.
Yeah, but you have to be balanced.
Correct. You can't rely on it every time you get into the red zone like you did against New England. Like that is not sustainable. What I will say is I do think some of that analysis was correct because I saw what Trey put out there. Chris Hoke had some similar analysis after the Bengals game. And you go back and you watch, they weren't gap sound. They're trying to make plays out there, trying to get into the backfield, and they weren't disciplined enough. That, to me, was the biggest issue with the run defense on Thursday. And that was an issue earlier on in the season that they seemingly corrected the 3 games prior to this one. But, yeah, I thought they were out there trying to kind of eat for themselves.
Yes, make their own plays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. If you are Michael Keaton, we would love to talk to you. If you're not Michael Keaton, we're going to talk to Jeff Hathorn coming up next. Jeff, we love you, but if Keaton calls in, we will bump you.
Correct.
And we'll talk to you after.
Correct.
412-928-9370, again, for Michael Keaton. And, folks, please keep tweeting him, at Michael Keaton. We're getting him on the show today. And if not, we're going to annoy everybody by begging for the entirety of the show today.
Correct.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.